Hey, what's up? This is Kyle Larson, and you are listening to Life Minute TV.
And the 33-year-old from Elk Grove, California, Kyle Larson, comes to the line and is a two-time champion.
Let's go deep. Let's go.
Race car driving phenom Kyle Larson has cemented his reputation as one of motorsport's most versatile and respected drivers. Fresh off securing his second NASCAR Cup Series championship last month, he hit the brakes just long enough to chat with me about racing and what makes him tick. This is a Life Minute with Kyle Larson.
Congratulations, two-time NASCAR Cup champ. Wow. I mean, and what a race it was. Just amazing. What does that even feel like?
I mean, it feels really good. It's just the way the race went too. I think, I especially at the end of it, I just didn't expect to win the championship. So I think when you end up winning it, it's just like complete excitement and just shock and relief and all the feelings. So yeah, it was cool and just a whirlwind of emotions and all that. So, it's just a great feeling.
Yeah, amazing. And of course, a close call, Denny Hamlin, is a fateful change, all four tires. Did you even know like what was going on when that was happening?
My pit stall was on, the earlier side of the pit road, and he was the very last pit stall. So, yeah, as I'm kind of driving the rest of the length of pit road, I'm just hoping that either they messed up their pit stop or they're going to take four tires and we're going to somehow end up in front of them. And yeah, when I saw him taking four tires, I was like, okay, at least I'm in front of him now. I can control my own fate a little bit here on this restart. And then, yeah, we had a better buffer of cars between him and I than I was expecting. And yeah, just was able to go out there and execute the restart we needed to stay in front of him and win the championship. So that's the interesting part about our format and how you just have to beat, the other three guys in the final four. And, with some good fortune, we were able to do that.
Did you speak to him afterwards?
Yeah, I saw him later that night, and obviously I knew, how devastated he must be and feeling. So it was kind of an odd, awkward interaction for me because, yeah, obviously I'm happy for myself, but at the same point, I'm also bummed for him because, he had it in his hands and he's been so close a number of times and he's been racing in the Cup Series for 2 decades and has still yet to win a championship. So it's just a bit of a weird feeling, but, yeah, I got to talk to him for just a little bit, which was good.
You're a good guy. Did you always know you wanted to race?
I think so. I never really was into other things. I'm a pretty small guy, so I'm not gonna be playing football or, playing anything professionally, I guess. But no, racing was something that I loved and I adapted to quickly. And a lot of my friends and stuff were in racing, and all my greatest memories somehow revolve around racing. So I would say, yeah, I mean, it's what I probably always wanted to be.
How old were you when you started?
I was 7 when I started racing go-karts.
And your family was supportive, obviously.
Yeah, my parents are huge race fans. They were definitely supportive of it and have been my biggest supporters kind of along the whole journey. So yeah,
So
I'm super
cool.
appreciative of that.
You race so many, different types of cars, NASCAR, Indy, dirt. Are there different techniques to racing? Different tracks, different cars, same principles?
Everything's a bit different from each other, but I think when you do it a lot, like how I do, your style, I guess, can adapt to all different types of track conditions or cars that you're racing on whatever track. So I feel like I don't drive any differently in anything that I race, but yeah, I'm sure it definitely takes some sort of different style a little bit. But like I said, I've just been doing it so long, it's in a way, it's kind of like riding a bike. You don't really. Like, I don't really think about what I'm doing anymore when I get in the car. I just kind of strap in and go and do it and hopefully.
I was gonna say that was my next question. How do you even go from one to another? Like for you, it's just like, nature.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the beginning when I was younger, you race in different types of cars. Yeah, you'd have to think about, like, all right, I'm in a wing sprint car tonight. I need to drive it this way. And then the next day, I get in a different car and say it's a pavement midget, and like, all right, I gotta remember what car I'm in and think about what I gotta do. But then, yeah, like I said, once you like get enough reps at doing it all, you just strap in and go, and your brain's kind of ready.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, I love obviously racing all types of cars, but I would say, my favorite would be like a wing sprint car. And I wouldn't say that's my favorite series over the other. It's just like those cars are just crazy and they're wild and fun and they want to hurt you. Like it's cool adrenaline rush that you get in it, get running it. You know, they're almost 1,000 horsepower and like 1,400 pounds. So they're
Damn.
crazy vehicles. There's probably not another vehicle like it on planet Earth.
Is this going to be number three for the guy who may be the best in the world? Into three and off of four, Kyle Larson does it again at the Chili Bowl.
What even propels you? Is it almost like a fight, how a boxer maybe fights? What goes in your mind before you do it?
I don't know. I mean, I think, again, like I've done it for so long now, it's, I don't know. I just don't think about,
Yeah.
I'm in a car, whether I'm racing or testing or whatever, you know, probably half of the year. So you just do it.
If you don't know what the double is, it is the Indianapolis 500 and the Coke 600 in the NASCAR Cup Series on the same day.
Memorial Day 2026, are you going to attempt the double again?
No, not this year. No, it was fun getting to do it the couple years that we did, but it's just logistically it's really challenging and you know, weather's got to be perfect, you know, there's can't be anything that makes the Indy 500 go a little longer. Otherwise, just the window of time is just too close. So, no, I don't think I'll do it again, but like I said, I had fun doing it when I did.
And the High Limit Sprint car series that you co-own with your brother-in-law, what's the future hold there?
Yeah, no, just hopefully, you know, we're still so young. Like we've only ran, this has only been our second season as a tour nationally. So yeah, just continue to progress and grow. And, you know, I feel like we've done a ton of great things in sprint car racing in these 2 years with, you know, adding big events and, you know, allowing teams to compete for more money and all those sorts of things. So yeah, I would say just continue all of that, continue to try to grow and get the fan base even bigger and you'll grow it in the sport that we all believe it can be.
Here comes the 86 up on to within a couple of car lengths of the 1K. Now to his back bumper around to the front straightaway. Can he make a move into turns one and two? He does. Slide job for the lead. Contact and Larson's upside down.
Do you ever get scared? Anything ever scare you out there?
No, I wouldn't say. No, I don't get scared. I don't think you can be. I think if you ever feel that feeling, then you're not able to give it 100%. So, you know, maybe that will creep in someday, but as of right now, no, I don't get scared.
What are your racing pet peeves?
Racing pet peeves when lappers, like cars or slow cars, race you. They should just let you go, probably.
Who'd you look up to as a young racer when you're coming up the ranks?
I would say Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart were the two guys that I followed the most because my background followed theirs a lot. You know, they were both dirt
Yeah.
track racers. So, yeah, so both of them. And then I got to compete with both of them too, which was really cool.
Do you think like the dirt racing and dirt helped you in NASCAR?
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely helps for sure. I'm sure there's some areas where it teaches you some bad habits, but I think the positives outweigh the negatives from it. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely think that it's helped me get to where I'm at and help, you know, shape me into the type of driver and successful driver that I can be.
That's cool. How so? What bad habits?
Well, I think it goes both ways. I think, you know, a good habit is that it teaches you aggression and how to push, but then that can also get you into trouble sometimes. So, but again, I think I would take the positives from the aggression over the negatives.
And you have three kids, and they're following in your footsteps a little bit. They race, right?
Yeah, two of them do. Our oldest son, Owen, he'll be 11 next month. He's racing, and then he's been racing for, gosh, 4 or 5 years now. My daughter, she started racing last year. She's 7.5, and they both do a good job. Owen, he's had to work, I feel like, harder at it than Audrey. She's just more competitive spirit, and I mean, she's a girl, so she can like listen and comprehend what you're trying to teach her. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun having them, you know, doing things that are, you know, natural to us as parents. And then yeah, we have a almost 3-year-old son too that he's
Oh.
crazy, but I'm gonna try and keep him out of racing.
Oh, that's great. I love it. What do you do, if anything, to stay in shape when you're not racing?
Yeah, I mean, I would say 2 years ago I had no physical regimen. I didn't take it serious at all. But I just think naturally as you get older, you find different hobbies and stuff. And yeah, I enjoy working out now. So, you know, I plan on, yeah, staying in shape throughout the off season and being ready to go for the year. And yeah, I mean, I think it definitely can benefit you.
How do you get pumped before a race?
I don't like to get pumped before the race, so I don't really do anything fancy. I don't need to listen to music or meditate or anything like that. I just like to just treat it as a normal day, and then yeah, you're just ready to go.
Amazing. Certain diet.
Diet could be better. Definitely could be better. But I feel like my diet's not that bad. It's better than it used to be for sure. I mean, I used to eat cheeseburgers for, spaghetti, tacos, like anything. It didn't matter. I didn't watch what I ate. And which is for me, like, also a bit annoying because I feel like I take my diet more serious. I work out more, and like, I don't really notice or see any differences than when I didn't work out and ate like crap. But I still weigh the same as I have
Right.
since I was like 16 or 17. But yeah, I try to watch what I eat a bit more than I used to, and sleep more, and just take life
Yeah.
more serious these days. But I don't know
Right.
if it works or not.
As we get older, what about staying mentally fit? You do anything?
I mean, I think for me to stay mentally fit, I think that's why I race a lot. I race a lot outside of NASCAR. It really helps my confidence to go, have fun racing sprint cars. And, you can race a lot more often in those too. So you can hopefully string together some good races and build your confidence, which, helps the mental side of things. But this year, I had a couple months, I'd say 6 weeks or so of like sprint car racing and NASCAR both were not going how I wanted it to, and then yeah, I was like just mentally kind of drained, but that's pretty rare, I feel like, for me. So yeah, I don't know, just race and hopefully you do a good job.
What do you do after you win? Like, what do you do afterwards? And then how do you get to sleep?
Thankfully for us, we usually win quite a bit. So I feel like typically for us, we would, get together as a team, after the race at the hauler, and have a drink, and Cliff will do his motivational thing after. Then yeah, you move on to the next, Monday you got meetings and stuff. So like you quickly move on from it. But yeah, back in the beginning, yeah, if I won, like it was a week long, celebration, because it was really hard to win back then, so you wanted to take advantage of it and celebrate it. But now it's like you winning is always going to feel amazing, but it's kind of expected when you're at Hendrick Motorsports. So yeah, I would say the celebrations don't last very long, and then you're quickly moved on to preparing to go win another one.
That makes sense. What do you like to do when you're not racing?
Well, I don't have many of those days, but
Yeah, right.
when I'm not racing, I'm probably at the track watching my kids race, which is a lot of fun. I do enjoy that. But I guess if it doesn't revolve around racing, I don't know. I mean, I don't golf as much as I used to. I like to ride my bike. I like to cycle a little bit, go on the boat or whatever if it's during the summer. But I don't know. I guess whatever my kids are into.
All right, what's on your music playlist? What are your favorite artists?
I like all music, so I don't have like a favorite genre. I don't have like a favorite artist or anything. I'll listen to anything. Like Taylor Swift just came out with a new album, so I've been listening to that. So I'm not ashamed. I'll listen to anything. Yeah, I mean, it could be country, classic rock, rap, pop, R&B, remix, EDM, whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
What's something no one knows about you?
I don't know. I mean, I always used to get this question and was like, oh, I really like salads and lettuce, and I feel like everybody knows that now. So
Yeah, that was my next question. What's your favorite comfort food?
comfort food, yeah, my favorite like cheat meal, I guess, yeah, it would be like pasta, spaghetti or chicken parm or something like that.
Favorite
Cheese
cocktail?
lately is just simple, like tequila soda with an orange slice. If I want to have a big night, I would just do like Captain Morgan and Diet Coke.
If you weren't racing, what else would you be doing, you think?
Nothing. I don't know. Living on the streets. Not sure. Something involved in racing, probably.
What's your best life advice?
Just have fun. I would say take things serious, but don't take things so serious where you're not enjoying it. I think that's kind of what my parents had always instilled in me, and then I just feel like that's how I've lived life. I don't get stressed out really too much.
What's your street driving like? Is it different than racing?
I don't know. I'm pretty aggressive on the racetrack. I can be aggressive, less aggressive probably on the street, but my wife says I'm a terrible driver, so
All wives say that.
yeah.
It's
Well, she's terrible
funny.
too. So.
What's next for you? What's something you want to do you haven't done yet?
I would love to win the Daytona 500 someday, but then I don't know, outside of racing, I mean, I do look forward to the day that I'm done racing, whenever that day comes, so I can, travel the world and gosh, see a lot of the United States I haven't even seen. So, but yeah, just do things that normal people get to do, I guess.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.